We'll turn now to history, specifically history you can hear. The Library of Congress keeps audio echoes of the past in its National Recording Registry, and every year since 2002, it's added 50 pieces to the collection. Tonight, producer Ben Manila starts a series spotlighting a few of this year's entries. First up, the 1947 blues standard, Call It Stormy Monday, written and performed by Aaron T-Bone Walker. Walker was born in 1910 in Texas. He spent time as a dancer in a traveling medicine show and a member of Cab Calloway's band before he created the gold standard for modern electric guitar. We have three cast members to tell the story of Call It Stormy Monday. There's the musician.
My name is Duke Robillard, and I'm a guitar player, singer, songwriter, and producer.
The King of the Blues.
I'm B.B. King. I play the guitar, and I call it Lucille. I'm a blues singer, blues musician.
And The Offspring.
My name is Bernita Ruth Walker. I am the daughter of Aaron T-Bone Walker, Sr. I was born in 1946, the year that he actually wrote They Call It Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
What makes Stormy Monday vital today is it's so befitting for many of our lives that we go through. You know, Monday morning, most people don't want to get up to go to work because they've had a great time over the weekend and now they've got to hit that 9 to 5. And as it progressed, you know, Tuesday is just as bad. Wednesday's worse because that's the hump day. And Thursday is also
sad. The eagle flies on Friday. The eagle flies on Friday means that he gets paid.
Yes, the eagle flies on Friday. And Saturday I go out to play.
Meaning I go out and party on Saturday, you know, which is still a common practice.
Eagle flies on Friday. And Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. Then I kneel down and pray.
T-Bone Walker single-handedly developed the style and way to play blues on electric guitar that was totally different than anything that had done before. He used a lot of double timing in his soloing, which at that time was something that only horn players did. You never heard a guitar player do it. Very unusual and very innovative. Be playing actually twice as many notes per beat. He really completely set the foundation for how blues guitar was to be played. If you talk to B.B. King, he'll, I'm sure, say something very similar to that.
I'd never heard anyone play like him or like that before. What makes T-Bone Walker so special? He played his guitar different from anyone else. He didn't play the guitar with the body of the guitar laying against him. He played the guitar with it turned horizontal. He would play it like that, and it looks so today, then, if that's a good word. He was a very handsome-looking guy. He looked like an entertainer. He had that stage presence.
And he would do the splits in time with the music that he was playing. And the women would scream and holler, and even the men were clapping like, go Bone, go Bone. And I would just sit there smiling because that was my dad that was doing those great performances.
And some of the ideas that he had developed into ideas that were important in the beginning of rock and roll guitar. Chuck Berry just took T-Bone style and put it to a different beat. So, in essence, T-Bone was not only the first electric blues guitar player, but he was the first electric rock and roll guitar player, really. If a young guitar player comes up and he starts learning guitar off a Stevie Vaughan record or just any contemporary guitar player, he is still playing a lot of the technique that was invented by T-Bone Walker.
He had a way of bending the notes on his guitar that made it stand out from anybody else I ever heard.
They call it Stormy Monday is one of those blues standards. At home, I have approximately 9 CDs that have maybe 15 versions on each CD by different artists of that song. So it was just something that grabbed them about that song.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Doing that blues thing, we're going to play this old Bobby Bland song for you. Actually, it's a T-Bone Walker song.
The guitar chord line, there's a little guitar ninth chord figure. Which is, that was like a unique thing, and it became T-Bone's signature, is that little, that type of line. And that chord line, I don't know, it seems to have grabbed everybody because everybody plays it with that line in it. And it's almost like a law that you have to when you play Stormy Monday.
Crazy about my baby. Yeah, send her back to me.
T-Bone Walker's Call It Stormy Monday, selected this year by the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress to be preserved for all time. Our series is produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics. Our parting words today from the nation's man of the moment, President-elect Barack Obama. A good compromise, a good piece of legislation, is like a good sentence or a good piece of music. Everybody can recognize it. They say, huh, it works. It makes sense. That's all things considered from NPR News. Andrea Seabrook returns next week. I'm Jackie Leiden.